Alright, that was stupid. Hey, technology. Anyway, I guess I should be good now. Beats and whatnot. You know, alright, I'm still screened. This is a symphony number. I don't even know now. I'm just going to play some music. Enjoy it or don't. I don't care. But it's going to be awesome. You should enjoy it.
cause you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass.
llama? Se llama de apellido Vitorino. Y en la jura de bandera del muchacho se la dio con dos amigos. Macarena tiene un novio que se llama. Que se llama de apellido Vitorino. Y en la jura de bandera del muchacho se la dio con dos amigos. We'll be right back.
Crush, 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 crush ticket.
Anyway, I'm going to cut it short tonight, get a little tired, running out of some good tunes that I just can't find anymore I want to play. Anyway, so I'm going to play one more after this, and then I'm going to call it a night. So I'll see you guys later. Hey, this is Bernie Rapper by Rootmaster. Get hyped, because this song is freaking awesome.
My integrity goes down the crapper. My fans aren't people, they're clicks and likes only. Half of the time I barely even rap about ponies. Yeah, see, I'd rather talk about myself instead and brag about how good I am at rapping, just so I can swell my head. Fuck narratives, I'll just spam multi-syllabic rhyme schemes and clean the mean green fiend scene, whatever the fuck that means. Who needs good music? Just give me a feature on each UD so I can promote my new EP that has nothing to do with MLP, and I'm still charging $10 for it, even though I know it should be free. But I quit my job to do this and I use my allowance for the week. I've never heard any rap besides Eminem, but he's all I need. I'll just rip off his style completely, since he inspired me. Too bad I sound completely off pitch, a half-assed parody of an underage Weird Al Yankovic, minus the irony. Yeah, swag, huh, alright, yeah, swag, okay, yeah, alright, swag, love and tolerate, guys, swag.
This is a certified hood classic.
Swag, 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 ponies, swag, yeah, every pony's banging. Alright, guys, 20% cooler.
At this point in my career, my work has become quite influential, yet at live shows, I never seem to give the DJ the instrumental. So whatever though, since I'm considering leaving the pony game. Too bad I literally put the word brony in the middle of my stage name.
What?
But before I go, I meet up cons and act like a disgrace and piss off the same fans that got me famous in the first place. I mean, I get them hits, so obviously I'm the tits, and my horse fame should work in the real world without a hitch. One problem though, not nobody's listening to my shit, so I'ma delete everything and throw a little hissy fit. Cause if they were real fans, they'd stick with me to prove it, but for some odd reason they just want me to do more pony music. It's their fault my non-pony tracks aren't having luck, because it couldn't possibly be that my shit just fucking sucks, and the one reason it got hits was for the ponies in the lyric sheets. I could admit it, but I'll just jam pony swag on repeat.
To promote imagination and creativity, but lately we've become a cracked mirror of the industry. A few well-known names push out the generic hits, and the folks trying to be unique barely get shit. It's like we're still stuck in 2012, only jamming nostalgic tunes that we know so well, and it's our own damn fault the pony music scene's dying. But at least on Woody's end, it ain't gonna be from lack of trying.
And Colonel that, they're the Wonderbolts, something that rhymes with that. That was pretty.
Hey, also, yeah, thanks guys for listening. Friendly reminder, check out Midwest Brony Fest. It's mwbfkc.net, I believe. Pre-register, come check it out. Going to be a lot of cool artists playing there, a lot of cool guests. I know Kazumi Evans is going to be there, Andrew Liebman, and still more. And the guys that run it are really freaking cool. They're just good people. So you guys should check it out. And come to Kansas City, my hometown, which is probably the best city on earth. So go Royals, go Chiefs, go barbecue, all that stuff. Anyway, thanks for listening, and have a good night.